Hello, you beautiful podcast listeners. I just want to start off this episode by saying thank you so much to those of you who have been listening to the podcast from the beginning or those of you who have joined us recently. We have really been on a sound journey together since the start of the pandemic. I know many of us are trying to figure out a lot of different things about our lives. For me, it's been microphones and mixing and figuring all that out on my own, but I have a brand new microphone, a soundboard to stop my sound, and I'm figuring out more ways to edit it. So I just wanted to give a big thank you to you and also let you know that from now on, it should be much better. Also, if you're enjoying this podcast, I would love it if you give it a 5-star review and said something that you like about it. And if you're really, really enjoying this podcast, head on over to the Patreon because there we're doing a bonus episode every week with my gay boyfriend where we review movies and TV shows called What to Watch. And we rate them as if we were American Idol judges, saying, yes, this is worth your time to watch in quarantine, or it's a no for me, dog. This is one of my favorite episodes you're about to listen to. It's with three hilarious, genius idiots. Enjoy.
He used to want the bed, but now he doesn't. So let's have a slumber party.
Thank you so much for joining us here at Slumber Party Live. I had three absolutely incredible guests lined up for this evening, but unfortunately they couldn't make it. Here's three gay guys I pulled out of a dumpster. Please welcome to the stage the dumpster queens, Michael Henry, Michael Lucid, and Pete Zayas.
Hello.
Hello.
That was like a cacophony of depressed homos.
Hello.
How are you? Pete, your hair is looking incredible this evening.
Oh, well, thank you. I haven't cut my hair in 6 months. So now it's just like I discovered, you know, I just wear a wig.
Yeah. Perfect solution. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it doesn't match. I don't care anymore. It's just a wig.
What are you guys ready for in life to reopen to do? What do you want to do the most right now?
A man.
So, yeah, I want to hook up with a stranger.
Mm. Okay. God. That's it.
Well, I was using my A-list AMC pass to see terrible movies and drink a lot and just and I had a great time and just watched really terrible movies. And it was great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I miss the movie theater the most. Every time Michael Henry and I have been going on walks together, and every time pass the movie theater, I always say, oh, you think we can catch the 11 o'clock? He doesn't.
And every time I choke him.
That's what these marks are around my neck. That's Michael Henry. Marks.
I miss a dance floor. I miss going to a concert or a Broadway show. You know, the finer things, the arts.
The elevated things. Michael Henry, you only miss opera. Men.
I only miss men.
Okay. Pete Zayas, would love to see you at the opera. I think that would be...
Oh, God. I was a member of the opera.
The opera. Did you wear your long gloves and your gown?
I wear my long gloves. I have a cigarette holder and a tiara.
True story, when we were in high school, we went on the choir went on a class trip to Cleveland or something to see a musical. And everybody dressed normally except this one soprano who is a senior who wore a full ball gown and then those long gloves and we were all in sweatshirts and we were kind of like, what does she think this is? It was like Rent or something.
Oh my.
She was in a full ball gown.
Just she really committed.
Good for her.
Just having her night.
Good for her is right. Okay, let's go around the room and say, so we're all friends in real life. But what I want to know let's say that we're
friends. Let's say.
How did you become so obsessed with me sexually and emotionally? Michael Henry, we'll start with you.
We were at the Eagle. The story starts there and it ends there.
Great. Pete, how did you become obsessed with me sexually and emotionally?
Well, we were at the Eagle, and you were wearing that wig, and it ends there at the Eagle.
Yeah.
It starts and ends at the Eagle.
Okay, great. Lucid, you.
I at the Eagle. I was.
Lucid, do you miss improv?
You know what? I'll preface it that way. I do. And I feel like I miss the camaraderie most of all.
I agree. Well, for those listeners who don't know, Lucid and I were on a gay UCB improv team. RIP? Is UCB still a thing?
I don't know.
I honestly don't know.
I've heard little bits of, you know, through the grapevine, little bits of information.
As far as we know, she's coming back.
I speculate that in, like, 2022, something will come back. Whether it has a new name, whether it's UCB, or it's all the same people, but they started a new thing. I think something.
A spin-off. Something,
a spinoff. Yeah.
It's just called
BCU.
Yeah.
It's for dyslexic improvisers.
Right. It's very specific.
That's the game. You have to do everything backwards. You start the scene backwards and then forward.
It's very strict.
It's very strict. Yeah. I agree with you, Lucid. I miss seeing my friends, but I don't super miss, like, traveling to an improv theater and being like, is anyone going to be at this, or is it just going to be us?
Yeah, it's going to be our private party. And
I haven't done improv in years.
Do you miss it so much, Michael Henry?
No. No.
How about you, Pete?
No, I don't miss performing. I mean, because also, like, we made the video, the new dumpster video, and plus I do Instagram live shows, so I still perform, but that's not what I miss the most. I mean, you know,
it's men.
It's the Eagle.
It's the Eagle.
Eagle.
Yeah, I agree. I don't really, I was doing a lot of stand-up before this started, for no money at open mics in front of a bunch of straight people. And I don't miss that. I don't miss seeing, like, a straight man wearing baggy cargo pants saying, I'm down with the LTB. I'm not quite ready for the G. Sorry, gay guys.
Oof. God.
Well, I'm sorry I made that joke. I thought it was a good joke. I tried it out.
I brought you on here to drag your fucking open mic skills.
Well, they love it at the kick, the knee kick. It's a comedy club.
the
comedy club. It's a comedy club in Bakersfield. The knee kick.
I love
it there.
And rocking it in the comments asked Tim, "How scared for your life are you of the Big Bottom Mafia?" No.
What's that?
Yeah,
that's some of my videos. I have the Gay Bottom Mafia. That's different than this. I have different series.
He's an auteur. He's got many different kinds of series. Yeah. I am scared of the Gay Bottom Mafia.
Well, you should be.
Bouncing.
They can just swallow you up.
Yeah, they're locked and loaded.
They'll put on twerk for me and they'll just grab you.
Now, gay homos, the last video you released got me so good, gals. It was about the feature film Showgirls. Lucid, you had maybe a 30-page monologue.
A 30-minute monologue. Yeah, dramatic monologue.
He knew every word. I was like, Lucid... He must have had so much time.
And I just happened to have all the time in the world.
You killed that. Let's talk about your relationship to the feature film Showgirls. When did you first see Showgirls, if you've even seen it? Pete, we'll start with you.
I was 19 when that movie came out.
What did you think when you saw that feature film?
I was like, this is as horrible as everyone says it is. And then I was laughing. I mean, I just kept laughing at it. But I really wanted to be, what's her name? The villain?
Oh, yeah. Crystal?
I might be Crystal.
Well, you are Crystal.
You are Crystal.
Thank you.
You are Crystal. Yes. Who am I?
You're, oh my gosh. You're the one that stole the guy from Elizabeth Berkeley. The one who's the back of her vagina was always out.
Sounds right.
Oh, who was having sex with a choreographer when she came over?
Her name was like Penny or something.
I'm Penny with the tiny little blonde bob.
Yeah.
Oh, you have the bob right now. Oh, yeah. You rock.
Oh, yeah. Wig reveal.
Hey.
I didn't see that coming, did you?
No.
Wig on wig. Yes. I love a wig on wig.
That was brilliantly hidden underneath that other orange wig. Okay, so I'm definitely Penny. Michael Henry, you are for sure 100% without a doubt the woman with the big old torpedoes who does the comedy at the strip club.
The one who's like boobs just come
boobs
out with
you. She's like, ooh.
Yeah. In order for you to find my vagina, I'd have to pee on you.
Actually, no, that's Lucid. I think that's Lucid, don't you think?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do it with the boobs, the pop out.
Yeah,
a
true performer.
A trick dress.
Doing bits. Oof. Michael Henry, you're one of the pervy ones for sure. You're one of the
I'm the guy, I want to be the head of the cheetah, the boss at the cheetah.
That's who you are.
What good shifts, you better blow me.
You're right.
I want to be the choreographer. I want to be Patrick Bristow.
Yes.
He's like a fun, he's a comedian, right?
Uh-huh. From the Groundlings.
Really?
Right, yeah.
It's so funny that he was such a meanie in this.
He was.
A mean gay person. Get out of here.
Well, you know at the Vista Theater, they have their handprints.
Oh my God.
They must have had the premiere there.
That would be perfect. You know, a runner-up for me, I would also be the other choreographer, the blonde lady who works with Patrick Bristow.
Her name was Gay.
Her name was Gay. Perfect. Perfect. And, you know, my eagle eye, I recognized her from A Chorus Line, the movie. She was in A Chorus Line, the movie, and I love her progression that she went from that to Showgirls.
And then nothing else.
And nothing else. That was her filmography.
I've never seen A Chorus Line, the movie. Isn't that shocking?
Oh, I mean, it's no Broadway production, but it's worth seeing. It's worth, and it has some alternate songs, which is kind of weird. There's no music in the mirror.
Oh,
there's a new number called "Let Me Dance for You." I think.
This sounds like a Michael Henry video that needs to happen.
Yes.
Let me dance for you is how I start off all my dates.
great pickup line. Yeah.
Hey, let me dance for you.
Oh, I'm glad they saved the Akbar so you can. They saved Akbar so you can use that line when it's when it's open.
Yeah.
Lucid, when did you first see the feature film Showgirls?
Later, because I like in the early aughts. And it had been around, and everybody said it was amazing. And I, for no good reason at all, had this terrible delay. And it was just this, like, it was like, you know, like there's certain movies that took me forever. Like, it took me forever to see The Godfather and all these movies that you're like, oh, you're supposed to see these movies. Right. And I finally saw it, and it was worth the hype. And it gave me everything I wanted, and I loved it.
I love that you just put Showgirls in the same camp as The Godfather.
I think the two, yeah, they are definitely
they're the same.
They're one of the same.
Equally well done films. I've never actually made it all the way through The Godfather because I don't like it when there's like a bunch of men.
Yeah.
I need ladies.
I don't like long movies.
Go off, Michael Henry. Speak on it.
90 minutes or less, please.
Yeah.
I couldn't get through the prom because it was so long.
Oh, yeah.
The only long movie I love is Titanic.
I got through that. Time just went away when I'm watching that movie.
Oh, because honey, this is the Ship of Dreams.
It sure is.
I forgot they called it the Ship of Dreams.
It really was.
Beautiful dreams.
Gloria Stewart as Old Rose.
Oh my gosh. Should we watch Titanic right now? Should we cancel this?
This is triggering because Pete was on the Titanic.
Pete, I didn't know that about you.
Near, far, yeah. Forever.
Yeah, he was the unfuckable.
The unfuckable. Unfuckable Molly Brown. Brown. The China had never been used.
Okay, who are all of us from Titanic?
Oh.
Well, I'm the unfuckable Molly Brown.
Good. Yeah.
You're Kathy Bates, Pete.
I'm Kathy Bates.
You're Kathy Bates from Titanic.
I'm Kathy to Jimmy.
She's not good. She was on the bit. She, yeah, snuck on the ship. She was in there.
Yeah, her role got cut.
Do you know who?
Oh, right. Yeah, on cutting room floor. I'm the old Kate Winslet, and I threw my jewel in the ocean.
That is you. Yeah, that's
old
right.
Rose.
Yeah.
Old Rose.
Gloria Stewart nominated for Best Supporting Actress for that movie.
Oh, okay.
Oldest woman nominated.
Oldest woman nominated. Oldest woman I ever had sex with.
Oh, hot.
How was? Could you rate it 1 through 10?
Honey, she was like the ship of dreams.
Oh. Wow.
Michael Henry, I think if we're casting each other in Titanic, this is a perfect slumber party game, by the way. I think you are the door.
The door?
The door that Kate Winslet lays on at the end.
Yeah, because everybody wants to cling to it, you know. It's hard wood, you know. That's like me. Everybody wants to cling to me.
I think it's because it can only handle one at a time. It bottomed out.
Well,
after one.
Yeah, not wrong.
One at a time, please.
So, Lucy, who's Lucy? Did we decide?
Old Rose.
No, Michael Henry, you're not the door. You might be the you might be her mom who does that fierce scene where she.
Yeah, because I want everybody to be skinny. Yank.
The corset.
Yeah. Come here, fatty. Let me yank it in.
Get Kate in there.
Oh, yeah.
Tight.
Mm-hmm. Someone in the comments and rocking it wants to know, why is it called the Dumpster Queens? You're serious.
You know, it's something I can't answer. It's because I want there to be an allure around that.
Oh,
it's interpretive.
It's interpretive.
Yes, art, Mama.
We're basically like modern dancers. It's interpretive video.
Oh yeah, I would describe you guys as modern dancers. Very much.
Yeah, it's people always ask me, why is it called the Dumpster Queens? But you know what? It's up to you.
Does it have anything to do with the dumpsters behind us or no?
No.
Yeah, that's coincidental.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow. Real intel here about these behind the scenes shoots.
Exactly.
What if we were at a slumber party right now, what feature film would you all want to pop in to watch with the four of us? What movie?
I would Wild Things.
Oh, that'd be good.
Because I'm a Denise.
Oh yeah.
It's complicated.
I'm an Ev Campbell.
It's complicated.
For a lot of reasons.
Yeah. Is it Nev Campbell? Is she the other? Oh, good. Yeah.
And Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon's penis. Yes.
And the original Mimi from Rent.
Thank you, Michael. Daphne Rubin Vega. Okay, theater queen. Yes. Michael's being outed as a theater queen.
I love the theater.
Michael Henry loves the theater so much. When this is over, you're going to be buying so many Broadway show tickets.
I'm going when this podcast is over, I'm going straight to playbill.com.
That's
woo! Yeah.
You do love the theater. Okay, why couldn't you get through the prom, Michael? Too long?
Too long. It was a movie shouldn't be over 2 hours. That if it's just going to be, you know, silly fun.
How long is the prom? I saw it and I remember
2 hours and 12 minutes.
Because I remember halfway through, I stopped it saying, I was like, oh, this movie must be over. And it was only halfway through.
Yeah. That's what happened to me.
Yeah.
When I paused it, I was only 40% in. And I was like, oh my God. If I was like more than halfway in, I would have finished. But it just seemed like, even though I have absolutely nothing to do when I'm here by myself, I still didn't find it worth it to finish.
Nicole.
And also, James Gordon was just so offensive to me.
Let's talk about it. Let's dive in. Yeah. Let's dive in. What?
You always think he's offensive.
Always. I saw him. I was applying for a job at Chin Chin once, and he was rude to a fan. And ever since then, I was kind of like put off.
What did he say? What did he say?
Someone wanted his autograph, and he's like, okay, but just make it quick. I'm here with my family.
Oh, God. Guilting them.
And this was like 6 or 7 years ago when I don't even know if he had his talk show yet. He just had been in like Into the Woods or something. And I was like,
he's only doing measly Broadway shows. My kind of reason. Yeah. Yeah, it was
so anybody that's fresh, I don't like.
Fresh. Oh yeah. Yeah, a little too I wrote a thing about how it was like truly shocking to my system to watch him do whatever that was that he was doing. And so many people DM'd me in the UK being like, oh, well, we couldn't deal with him in the UK, so we sent him over here to you. A reputation for being really rude to everybody.
Yeah, I've heard only rude stories about him. That he's just rude.
But it's so crazy.
He's staying silent. Well, yeah, What's the deal, Pete?
James and I get along famously. Okay, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, James likes me.
Pete
James
has a thing for talk show hosts. That's why he's best friends with Ellen.
I love James. I love Ellen. I love Ricky Lake. I love Jenny Jones.
All the top talk show hosts of today.
Yeah.
Ricky Lake. What about Drew Barrymore?
Drew Barrymore.
Are you guys watching? Are you guys watching Drew?
I am watching Drew.
Pete, speak
I've seen
it.
Some clips.
Some clips. Yeah.
Oh, honey, what kind of coffee is she on? She is so revved up on that show. That show should come on. It comes on here at 2 o'clock. That show should come on at 5 o'clock in the morning to just start your day off with like turbo.
Yeah.
Just charged. I mean, she's doing it. She's doing many different voices for no reason. Her head's constantly spinning. It's a lot. But she's always giving packages or like remodeling somebody's home or doing something nice for Black people.
Okay.
It's always Black people.
Okay.
Which I mean, great, but I'm like,
yeah.
Like, is Drew Barrymore Black?
Wow, she's discovering new realms of herself. She's really
But I like Drew Barrymore. I've always loved Drew.
Go ahead, Michael.
I love Chloe Fineman's.
Oh, so good.
Yes.
So good.
So fun.
I love
so
Drew Barrymore good. Too. Always have, obviously because of Scream and many other things. But we went to college in Miami, and she was at a gay house party we were at one time in like 2007. Randomly, she knew like the gay guy who was like hosting this house party, all like gay men who were like 18 to 22, and then Drew Barrymore for some reason. And as we were leaving, she was holding a tip bucket for the guy who threw the house party for us to throw money in there to contribute to the liquor. And my friend, who was a poor college student, threw a dollar in there, and she looked at him straight in the eye and she goes, "Cheap ass."
Wow.
I ran into Drew Barrymore at Akbar once.
No.
Really?
Yeah. It's when she was dating, what's his name? She used to date, he's an actor.
Tom Green.
No, after Tom Green. I forget his name.
The one from He's Just Not That Into You.
Yeah.
Oh, Justin Long.
She was with Justin Long in Akbar. But it was like a weekday and nobody was in there except those two.
Whoa, they want to be incognito.
They wanted to go somewhere where nobody would bother them.
Right.
So I bothered them.
Good.
So you said, E.T., I love E.T.
I said, phone home, Drew.
David Lehman in the comments wants to know, what is your favorite Christmas movie? Good question, good question.
Mine is Home Alone.
Oh.
That's love Home Alone.
It's a good movie.
That's or movie. I love Jingle All the Way.
I love Jingle All the Way. I watched it last year at Christmas.
With Sinbad.
Sinbad's great in that movie.
He is. And honestly, I would smash it.
Okay. Yeah, Sinbad.
I always thought Sinbad was hot. He has a big ass.
Oh, yeah. Juicy.
Juicy.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
and nice. He has a sense of humor.
He's very funny. I even been watching some of his stand-up lately, and I'm like, oh, you're great. Sinbad's great.
He had a movie back in the 90s called, like, Kazam or something.
I love Kazam.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
I want all our little 90s darlings to come together for a big smash hit. Like, I want Sinbad, Janine Garofalo, Holly Robinson Pete. That's who you love, right, Lucid?
Oh, I love Holly Robinson Pete. From 21 Jump Street. That was my childhood.
What other 90s stars do you guys want in a big smash hit feature film?
Lily Sobieski.
Oh,
yes.
Oh my God. I was just thinking about her the other day. I'm like, where is she?
Right. She could get back together with Drew from Never Been Kissed, and they'll have a reunion.
I'm surprised she hasn't had her on the show.
Right, because she did her Charlie's Angels reunion. Where's the Never Been Kissed?
And she had Tom Green on.
Oh, right, she's doing reunions.
I messaged Tom Green's bitch ass after Canada's Drag Race, and I said, I just want to say I thought you did a great job, and he didn't respond.
Ooh, the shade.
Shade. Okay, so we got Lily Sobieski. We've got Holly Robinson Pete. We've got Sinbad. We've got Janine Garofalo. Who else?
Oh, good.
Who else is going to be in our feature film?
Oh, yeah, from our 90s faves.
Suzanne Summers.
Oh, good one. Good
Summer
one.
Summer Sanders.
Figure
How about
out.
Laura Flynn Boyle?
Oh, yeah.
Laura Flynn Boyle.
Yeah.
I want Laura Flynn Boyle and Cameron Manheim.
Oh.
Yeah.
I want them to fight.
Oof. Yes.
Yes.
That
would be fun.
I want to watch that fight.
You know who I want?
I want Toni Braxton in it.
Oh, yeah. Toni Braxton was in Aida on Broadway, and I remember visiting the city with my parents and seeing so many posters of her gorgeous face and said, Toni Braxton in Aida.
I saw Michelle from Destiny's Child in Aida.
No.
Wow.
And I ran in, it was like snowing in New York, and she was like, we were waiting for a bus, me and my friends. And we're like, is that Michelle from Destiny's Child? And she was trying to like hail a cab in an area that was not good. Like there was no cabs around. So we're trying to help her. We're like, oh, you need to go to that corner to get a cab. And she was just like scared and wouldn't answer. We're like, oh,
she's a Christian.
Bitch. And then, then her assistant came back around and was like, what do we need to go to get a cab? And we're like, our bus is here. We got the bus.
Buzz off.
Bye, Michelle.
Yeah.
Bye.
She fucked up.
Yeah, she should. Michelle, you never should have crossed Pete. That's where it all went wrong.
Did you see Michelle on The Masked Singer?
Oh, I think I saw a clip.
I did it.
She was like, when they took her mosquito head off, she was like, this is the first day of work I've had all year.
Oh.
This is like the end of the year last year.
So it has nothing to do with the pandemic?
No, it had nothing to do with the pandemic. It was that nobody was booking her.
Poor Michelle. She's always, of Destiny's Child.
I
remember when she fell?
Yes.
And they just looked at her and just like,
yeah.
Oh, right.
She's sadly always fourth string, even though there's only three of them.
She's
on the weakest lane.
She should host the weakest. She should be the sidekick to Jane Lynch on the weakest lane. Doing bad banter,
right? And yeah,
okay.
She's
go ahead. What were you gonna say, Pete?
I was just gonna say she's a good friend of mine, but
Can you get her on? Do you think you could call? She would want to call.
Well, no, because no. She doesn't do gay. She doesn't do gay shows.
Oh, okay.
She's
after RuPaul's Drag Race season one as a guest host, she decided.
She's traumatized. She's totally traumatized.
Pork chop never traumatized again. Her, and she said, "I will never do this again."
Yeah.
Blame pork chop. Okay, so we got favorite Christmas movies. Michael Henry said Home Alone. Do you guys have any others or other movies you'd pop in for a slumber party?
Well, my mind keeps... I just keep going to Black Christmas, the original 70s Black Christmas horror movie. Have you guys seen this? It's Canadian.
I've never seen it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I won't give any... Even one spoiler for the... If you like scary movies, this movie is, like, sick. It's just 70s just like wrong, just like traumatizing. And it's Christmas, Christmassy, and it's oh no, who's in it? Margot Kidder. Send it right there.
That's it. I'm
yeah.
ready.
Yeah. Wow. Nice. Yeah. Oh, it's a time. I'm ready to watch it. That's this Christmas. I'm planning to watch it.
Didn't they just do a reboot of it?
Yes. Oh, terrible, terrible. Oh, it was just a travesty.
Who's in the? You saw the reboot, Lucid?
I did, and starring Imogen Poots, whose name is just
Imogen Poots.
Her name is Imogen Poots. She's an actress. She's from England. Very talented young actress. And her name happens to be Imogen Poots.
I'm tired of bringing in actresses from England. We got actresses in America, like Michelle from Destiny's
Obama.
Child. Michelle Obama. Yes. Michelle Obama needs work. She needs to work. She doesn't have a job. Well, she does
Michelle
have a podcast. Do you think Michelle Obama's podcast is more popular than this podcast?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, good. You'd be wrong.
This is better.
Okay, so Black Christmas, I love that. We got to watch that. Do you have one?
Mine is called This Christmas. It came out in 2007, and it's like an all-star cast. And it's like, Idris Elba's in it. Megan Good. Chris Brown's in it before he went crazy. And he does like a whole 4-minute number at the El Rey, a Christmas song, like a Christmas number.
Wow.
I love that movie. It's a great Christmas movie.
Okay.
We did it, Joe.
When that first happened, I was like, this is funny, but that's not something we can make fun of. And then I saw other people doing it, and I thought, okay, guys.
Yeah, it's fair game.
We did it, Joe.
Yeah,
that's my favorite
Christmas
movie. We did it, Joe.
Yeah, it's classic. Well, we were just talking about The Happiest Season. That's the new Christmas classic, The Happiest Season.
With the lesbians.
You're right. And with the and just like toxic family tale. It's just so it's just the toxicity.
At what point in that movie would you fucking leave?
As soon as she told me that she didn't tell her parents, I would take her head and bash off the dashboard and get behind the wheel and just drive.
I'm
putting up with this shit.
I was kind of like the same. When I was watching it, I was like, okay, we're going that route. This movie's just going to be about your parents not liking gay people. It's like, okay.
I'm tired of that.
Yeah.
Lucid, at what point would you leave?
Oh my God. When she had to sleep in that basement bedroom and she's like, bye. Like, you'll be done. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I'm going to get that $1,000 Uber and I'm going back to my town.
Exactly.
I'm worth it.
When she was looking at that $1,000 Uber, I was like, are there not buses?
Right. It seemed like she did not explore all the options. She did not exhaust all her resources there.
No. Michael Henry, when would you leave? When would be enough's enough for you in The Happiest Season?
Oh, there. When she said that she didn't tell her parents that she was gay.
Right away.
I would be like, what the hell?
I know. I was like, I cannot believe she's still going. And then after that happens, you're like, they're going to redeem this character, right? Like, she'll do some really nice things for her and make you feel like she wants to be in this abusive relationship. And then she just keeps getting worse and worse. Yeah.
And the wig. And the wig on the girlfriend.
Oh, the brunette wig.
That was tragic, mama.
Well, did you guys watch the other gay Christmas movies?
Oh, yeah. Dashing in December.
Dashing in December. Mm-hmm. The Christmas house. The Christmas setup.
Oh, where are those
The Christmas at? Fisting.
Oh, that's the best one.
Oh, I love the Christmas fisting.
Yeah. The Christmas fist is
It was
really
a handful of joy.
Yeah, they shot it at the Eagle.
Shout out the Eagle.
Yeah.
Tim's old stomping ground. Oh.
Is it a joke or are they being serious? I don't know.
Who knows?
No, I do love the Eagle. But, okay. Wait. I'm an amazing podcast host. What were we just talking about? Oh, the gay holiday movies. Go on,
Michael
Henry.
Dashing in December was really good.
Dashing in December, I loved. It's nice to just... when. See a like a fucking story that isn't about gay people being afraid to come out to their parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, where are these movies at? What channel?
You wouldn't get it. You don't have access.
Oh. I'm okay. So it's because I'm gay?
That was homophobic.
Well, because you're gay, yeah.
Yeah. They just put Dashi in December on Amazon, I saw.
Oh.
Okay. Wow.
It's really cute. And it's just honestly really nice to watch them be totally openly gay and not have that like be part of the conflict at all.
Mm. Yes. Yeah, adversity whatsoever.
Did you see the one? That one's also on Lifetime, but then there's the Hallmark one too. My problem is all these movies advertise themselves this year as the first ever gay Christmas movie. Somebody's lying.
Yeah, everyone wants that title, and you know
they want to be the first gay something. Right. Well, guess what? You can't be.
You take it.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, I said it.
Shots fired.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of being the first ever, since we're at a slumber party, we're going to talk sex.
Oh.
No. Ooh. Not sex, but firsts. Firsts that made us feel sexual.
Oh,
what were your first kisses like?
Coerced.
What'd you say, Pete?
My grandma.
Tell us about your first kiss with your grandma.
She kissed on the lips. She's Italian, so she kissed me on my lips.
Oh.
I don't like that. When family members kiss me on the lips, like my aunts, or like, I'm always like, this is not for, these are not for you.
These are for dick.
Actually, this is for the male butthole.
Yeah.
And this is not for you.
Yeah.
And then they just go taking it. They take ants. Uh-huh. Ants are always taking without asking permission.
Yeah, and slipping the tongue.
Oh, yeah.
It's rude. It's rude.
It's really rude. Lucid, when was your first kiss?
Oh. Summer camp, I kissed a girl.
Oh,
at summer camp. I was a big whore at summer camp. I was in the musicals, and I did have some sweet kisses. But I guess with a male was when I was 16.
Uh-huh.
With this, sweet 16.
Uh-huh.
And I met this raver on Melrose. And we dated. He was my first boyfriend, but we met on Melrose.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just walking?
Yeah. He was very brazen. He gave me his number.
Wow.
Do you still stay in touch with him?
You know, I did. I did up until, but now it's.
Now he's dead.
He died. God bless him. Maybe like 10 years ago, we lost touch. But for like a good little amount of time, eventually he became a Hare Krishna, and I visited him in the Culver City Hare Krishna monastery for a little while. He was there, and a great buffet, and that vegan buffet.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, it was
I'm
good.
Hungry too.
But
too.
Yeah, so it was interesting. It was nice to have a nice little continuity there. And
where did you kiss? Where was the first kiss?
Oh my goodness. You know, because he would walk me home down Melrose, and we would kiss out in public. And I remember one time my dad drove by, and we never talked. And maybe he didn't see, but he definitely drove by. And I had that like teen delusion. I think teens so often we think like, oh, no one can hear us, no one can.
Uh-huh.
We're being so stealthy and not at all real. Like, we went to La Brea Tar Pits. That was our first big date, and we just, like, made out at La Brea Tar Pits.
With that sulfur scent?
With the sulfur scent blowing over us.
Oh, it's romantic.
It was very romantic. And this cruising guy came up to us, and we were making out on the grass, and he was asking because this boyfriend of mine was Latino, and this man, they were speaking in Spanish, the man was cruising, and he wanted to see if, like, we wanted a third or something. But it was our first date, so that was not appropriate.
Can't appropriate a third on the first date.
On the first date at La Brea Tar Pits.
Oh, wow, you're kink-shaming on my podcast. Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, I embrace everyone's beautiful sexual journeys, but yeah, but yeah, that was my first gay kiss.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Michael Henry, what was your first kiss?
Well, the first kiss I made out with this girl, Linda Luckman, but
that's a Hollywood name, baby. That's a star.
Sure is. This was my freshman year at a community college.
Oh, and my goodness.
Wait, tell us more. Was it a party? Like, what?
It was a house party. A house party on Long Island. And I was like, yo, I'm in college. I'm going to get lit. but then not too lit because I'm still nervous. But I made out with her in the back of a car. And then it was like a year later when I made out with a guy at a friend's sorority party at Killarney's in Maspeth, Queens.
Oh my God.
What?
Killarney's?
It was,
how did you know he was a gay homosexual?
Honey, it was one of those nights where you're not making decisions. Alcohol is taking the wheel. I was like, I don't even know how it came about. He was a mutual friend of a friend that I came with. So I think that was how I got that kind of intel. But it was like one of those nights where I don't even know how it came to be, but we were making out on the dance floor while these sorority girls were watching.
Oh my God.
And this was in the day and age of MySpace. And I was like, oh my God, I can't wait to get home and add him on MySpace.
Oh my God.
And we messaged back and forth, and he's like, my parents hate me because I'm gay. And I was like, oh my God, this is rough.
that's rough. I don't have time for the baggage. XOXO.
Yeah.
Wow.
Andre,
okay.
His name was Andre.
Well, I know Andre.
You don't know Andre.
Oh, he kissed me for the very first time.
Oh, was Andre your aunt?
My grandmother.
Grandmother.
Grandma Andre.
This is why you'll never be allowed back in the improv scene. You didn't listen. He said grandma. Okay, Pete, other than your grandma, what was your first kiss like?
It was with a woman, so it was behind a movie theater. I don't even remember what movie we were seeing.
Showgirls.
Probably. And that was that. I mean, it wasn't very, I mean, I guess it was memorable because I remember it.
Yeah. Well, stayed with you.
But, I know, that's all. I mean, that was my first.
Well, then tell us about your first fuck.
Oh.
My God.
Oh, we're going to go to it.
Oh, honey, I'm a virgin. So.
Oh, please. Yeah. Please. Come on, kiss and tell. Kiss and tell.
You mean the first time with intercourse?
Yeah.
Okay. It was with the same girl I kissed. And it was in the back of the car. My grandmother. And her name was Michelle, okay? Not Andre. And this is a girl that was in my class. It wasn't my grandmother. We were in high school, junior high. And we went I took her to a train tracks, and in the back of the car, we had sex, and she complained that my skin was dry and my pelvic bone was hitting her. And then that was the one and only time I had sex with a woman. But we both liked Madonna, and then she ended up becoming a lesbian, so who knows?
Oh, wow.
Because your skin was so dry, she said, I could never have sex. She's like, I need a woman's soft touch. Oh my God, is that why you have such soft skin now? Such soft, supple skin?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
That's why you're always so lathered up, so lotioned.
Those words.
Yes.
First time I ever had sex. Oh, no.
Oh, my.
The first time I ever had sex, I was like, this isn't happening. Why isn't this easy? In porn, dick goes in the ass like that.
Yeah, it just slips right in.
Yeah. And then I remember with this guy that I was hooking up with, I was like, what's wrong with me?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you thought something was wrong with you because your hole was not as loose as the porn.
It was too tiny. It was just too tiny.
Please. We know this story is a lie. This story never happened because Michael Henry's hole has never been tight.
It's still tight as hell.
No, you've been practicing. You've been practicing at home with watermelons going up there. We know that.
Yeah.
Okay, I think now is the time of the show we like to call Wait, Let's Have Fun.
Oh.
And in Wait, Let's Have Fun, we play a few Slumber Party games. Are you guys ready to play some Slumber Party games?
Yes.
We have a marry, fuck, kill for you guys. Since we're all at a Slumber Party, you have to marry one, fuck one, and kill one. And for you three, I made a special Dumpster Queens edition. All things related to the garbage that you'd either find in the garbage or related to the garbage. So you have to marry, fuck, kill Oscar the Grouch from Sesame Street, Marjorie the Trash Heap from Fraggle Rock, and the wig that Lea Michele shit in.
This is easy.
Pete, you go first.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna fuck Oscar the Grouch because you know he's good.
Mm.
You know he's aggressive and bad, and I like that. Mm. I will marry the shitty wig, and then I would kill that Fraggle Rock Muppet.
Mm. Oh yeah,
because then I can't be charged with murder because it's just a puppet.
Oh, it's good.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's really true. Do either of you, Michaels, have a different answer?
Well, you know, the Fraggle Rock and the Grouch, it's before my time, so I kind of don't even get it.
Oh,
my gosh, generational.
I'll have to pass. I'll marry, fuck, and kill Lea Michele's shit wig.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was going to kill her wig. I said kill to Lea Michele's wig. Just her energy, bad energy, just on that wig.
Yeah.
Just seeped out of her scalp. And I would, Oscar's going to be a good fuck. I'm there with you, mm-hmm. Pete, because, yeah, that's going to be good. And, marry Marjorie.
Marry Marjorie. Okay, yeah. I love that.
Look at all those pills, Pete.
Oh, that's the party. That's the party.
I have a whole table of vitamins.
That's good.
Take us on the tour.
Oh yeah, let's see. Oh, a peek behind the curtain.
Wow.
It's because ever since the coronavirus, I was like, well, I gotta build up my immune system. She's got turmeric. She's got B12. Ah. She's got
poppers.
Oh good. Yeah.
Excellent.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Oh, a little Vaseline on the lips. Do straight people ever make the Vaseline joke at you guys? People in my home, straight guys in my hometown love to make the Vaseline joke at me.
I don't talk to straight people.
I willfully discriminate. I say no. Oh.
I'm straight.
Oh, it's straight. Oh.
That's why they call you Straight Tim?
That's why they say that.
In the bar.
That's where that came from.
At the Eagle, they say, Straight Tim is here.
Yeah. Straight Tim is here. Get him in the bathroom, quick.
That's right. Yeah. Hot commodity.
Are you guys ready to have your fortunes told with a little bit of a cootie catcher?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, so I'm going to tell your group fortune. I'm going to tell you what is going to happen to you, the three dumpster queens. So, Pete, go ahead and pick a color.
I'll pick yellow.
Y-E-L-L-O-W. Lucid, a number between 2, 3, 6, and 7.
Oh, good. With lucky 7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right, Michael Henry, 1, 4, 8, or 5?
8.
Mm. Let's see what your future is. Oh my God. Okay. Congratulations, you guys. You've become the president of Fire Island.
Oh,
and you get to pick the music
ready for summer.
Yes.
You you get to pick the music that plays on the island every single day. But the only thing is, everyone has COVID. Figure it out.
Oh.
What?
That's like what really happened at Fire Island. That was like, true story.
I'll sign me up. You know, I'm at my wit's end. I'm like,
you've had enough.
Yeah. I've had enough almost. Like I'm trying so hard to be a good person.
Yeah.
I don't care because I'm taking turmeric.
Perfect.
Anti-inflammatory.
And I live in a quarantine tomb. I've been locked in my home.
Yes.
I was let out briefly for our shoot.
Cry you out.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah, Lucid, you've really been in those four walls. How are you doing?
Yeah. Well, I'm like Kimmy Schmidt in her bunker.
Yeah.
And
it just been a sex marathon this whole time? Like,
it's been one never ending sex sesh. Me and my husband, and we just the walls. If they took one of those blue lights on their walls, the sheets, the couch, the
room
floor.
Raiders,
exactly.
Oh, that show was lit.
Streaks. There's been some.
That's how Pete's house is too, with him and his grandma.
Oh,
yes,
hot.
Just a never-ending sex sesh.
Hot.
The hell is that supposed to mean?
your grandma's a slut.
The hell is this? Is the holidays? Why don't you talk to me that way during the holidays?
Oh, are you?
I'm gonna overdose on turmeric.
Oh my god, are you sex negative? You don't think it's fun to talk about sex with your grandma? You're anti-sex?
Oh,
he's gone.
That was her answer.
She said, enough is enough.
Stop it.
Okay, Casey Dryden in the comments wants to know, Michael, what's the story behind the Karen who screamed, "You're scaring my children"?
A good question.
That was so funny. That was... We were filming our Halloween video like 2 years ago, and it was literally... We were filming it like the weekend of Halloween. So we were screaming. But I mean, if there's any time to be screaming, it should be okay to scream Halloween weekend.
Yeah.
But the woman with the alley that we film in, that right on the other side of it is like this big complex, Park La Brea. So their balcony, they probably could hear us. And she was like, "What's going on? You're scaring my children."
Yes. And it's such a blessing that the camera was still rolling. Paul was filming us. And and Paul even spoke to her. He's like trying to like calm her down.
Yeah.
So we're almost done.
Well, we're just shooting a video. Well, you're scaring my children.
No, we weren't. We were scaring her.
Yeah, she was very scared.
Also, we have been filming videos there for a while by that point. It's like, have you not heard us before, honey?
Yeah, we're regulars.
Yeah.
It was Drew Drogi in a wig.
Yeah.
She was always screaming. Drew Drogi in a wig.
She was screaming from the building.
Yep. But yeah, but so many people ask, was that real? They people think that wasn't real. Like, they think, like, oh, did you guys stage that someone said that? And it was real. It was, in fact,
real.
It was great. It was... A blessing.
Yes, it was.
That something is cursed about Halloween, because Michael Henry, when we filmed that sketch you did for me this Halloween, we were sitting in front of our building and we heard someone go, "Ooh." Do you remember that?
No, but I believe it. Everyone's moaning at me.
Oh, yeah, you're so horny.
Here's the thing about me. I make men hard. Yes. Okay. I make men hard.
Oh, wow. What a brag.
And women jealous.
Oh, that's your tagline.
Yeah, that's my tagline.
That's your tagline. I'm like, men hot and women jealous.
Uh-huh.
All right, on that note, I think we're going to end the live and head on over to the Patreon. Oh. So if you want to watch more of this interview with the Dumpster Queens, head on over to my Patreon. This will be up in a couple of hours. Before we go, do you fags want to tell the people where they can find you?
My apartment.
In the house, while in the house.
In my home.
Please help. Please come find me. I'll do anything. My window's right off of Franklin. We could have We could have some sort of session.
Yeah, through the window. Sex through the window.
He yes. lives on a very crowded street.
On the glass, we'll do it on the glass. Didn't that guy that did the Big Butt song have a song called "On the Glass"?
Oh, he did. Oh, I want
to. Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yeah,
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
That guy. But anyway,
to answer your question, realistically, you could find me online, MichaelHenry915.
Online.
Online on the web.
On the web. How about you, Lucid? Where can people follow you?
Oh, yes. Please follow me on my Insta, Damiana Garcia.
Mm-hmm. And last but not least,
Pete. You can follow me on YouTube at the Pete Zayas Show and Instagram Pete Zayas and on Twitter at Pete Zayas. I mean, whatever.
He barely cares if you follow, but that's why it's so intriguing to follow. He's uh-huh. one of those. He's playing hard to get. Mm. And you must watch his completely unhinged and hilarious Instagram live show from this past week.
Unhinged. She's very hinged.
Sorry, very hinged. It was very hinged. It was very on the hinge. And watch the Dumpster Queen's most recent video about the very, very beautiful movie Showgirls. And yes. sign up for my Patreon. Also, it's my birthday. So
yeah,
happy birthday.
Venmo
me. Tim Venmo, Murray 3.
Venmo me and I swear I'll send it to Tim.
Nice.
yeah. That's actually, you know how people try to have you donate for a charity for your birthday? My charity is Michael Henry.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Michael Henry.
Please.
Love you, little queefies. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you on the Patreon. Yeah.